pages 15 and 16. Priority 2. Give exceptional on-site support to promote independence and well-being whilst tackling social isolation. On the right of the page are two small photographs, one of an older couple talking to a younger person and one of some people doing exercise on a lawn. The council recognises that the needs of all its tenants will change. Our officers work with residents to understand and meet these requirements. How our sheltered housing officers support our tenants? Our sheltered housing officers support residents through the following ways. Work with partner agencies to facilitate support where needed. Signposting tenants for their care-based needs to HCC. Support residents to remain independent in their homes. Help reduce social isolation. Provide on-site presence in the management of our buildings, including repairs reporting and home adaptations. Our neighbourhood officers also play a big part in supporting our later living tenants in the following ways. Providing support and advice to help tenants sustain their tenancies. Providing advice and guidance to the sheltered housing officer. Attending support meetings. Reviewing and advising on rent arrears. Through this support, we aim to enable residents to maintain their independence and well-being. We also recognise that the needs of residents will change over time and are very individual. We will therefore regularly review our tenants' needs to ensure they continue to be met. In some instances, where there is an identifiable care and support need that can be better provided through 24/7 on-site support, this might mean working with adult social care teams to determine if extra care or residential care is a better longer-term housing setting. Action 5. Regularly review our tenants' individual needs to ensure they continue to be met. Turning now to page 16, the top of this page is a photograph of an older person seated next to a younger person, both looking at a laptop computer and smiling. Inset is the paragraph, "We would like to promote the use of online services and recognise that connectivity is the key." Below and to the right is a photograph of an older person using a computer. The article has the title, "Online Connections," and continues. Feeling connected is a large part of maintaining a community. Increasingly, people are making the move to talking online. The internet also makes everyday tasks, such as shopping, accessing services or paying bills, simpler and quicker. So many older people have already made the change to doing these this way. We would like to promote the use of online services and recognise that connectivity is key with this. Although we are unable to provide internet for individuals, we would like to explore access for our communal areas. We have charity groups visit our schemes to provide guidance on how to use the internet. We will continue these activities and broaden the content as guided by our tenants. Action 6. Review the potential for communal internet access in lounges at our core schemes.